I'm here with IOSH Oman branch chair, Peter McNair, on the day of the branch launch in Muscat, Oman. Peter, how important is it that the branch is finally at the point where it can launch today?
The Oman branch can make a difference. Now that we've launched, we can start to set the standards.
And specifically, what will this bring for IOSH members in Oman?
IOSH members will benefit from networking, from being able to refer to the vast knowledge that IOSH has in other countries, not only in the Middle East, but around the world. And it will bring a platform for developing competency within health and safety practitioners.
And where would you like to see the branch ideally go from this point?
As the branch grows, the members and the membership grows, it's important to look at the important areas that the different members need to focus on.
Specifically, you've already built some really good relationships, but what kind of relationships across government, business, industry, other stakeholders, what are you trying to build out there?
To be able to develop, we need to develop relationships. The government relationships are very important, not only help government, but for government to see that they can turn to IOSH for standards. Industry, we need to bring on board in terms of the oil and gas industry, the electrical industry and the service industries. We need to build relationships with schools to help the new generation to move forward. It's a huge responsibility.
And obviously today there's quite a lot going on at the launch event. We've got the Oman Society of Contractors Awards. What are your own personal high points of today?
I think the personal high point is to be able to see that the effort that is put in by the IOSH branch committee has developed into a foundation for IOSH in Oman in the future, which will help government, industry and the local community.
Obviously, there's a lot of health and safety practitioners out in Oman now that may not be aware of IOSH. How do you think you're going to reach further into the IOSH membership and the profession?
In the 5 years that we've built up to the IOSH Oman branch launch, we've had to reach out to government, to industry, to different service sectors and to schools focusing on future generations. And this is a long-term process. The Oman culture is developing. It's developing in the right way. It needs professionals to be able to guide companies and individuals in how to be safe at work. There are standards which IOSH have that need to be promoted, and they work.